Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox.
Thank you. Love you guys.
7 to 10 a.m.
I appreciate your humor.
Hot Radio Maine.
You guys have an awesome radio show.
Maine's hit music show.
We got 21 Savage tickets. 21. Do something for me. We're going to give you free 21 Savage tickets all week long during the 7 a.m. hour. And here we are, 207-807-1104. Keep it simple on Monday. We want to know highlight of your weekend. Shoot us a text. Give us a call. It was a beautiful weekend. Felt like the first, I know it was spring, but the Old Port was buzzing. People were out. It just was here we go. Let's start to nice weather. Let's get after it.
Spring fever.
Yeah. 207-807-1104. Did you do anything fun this weekend? Highlight of your weekend. Get you in the running for 21 Savage tickets. And we'll start with Tara.
Well, I had a lovely live broadcast Friday night from the Mariners playoffs game. So that was super fun. We had some funny talk breaks happen too. I'm about to upload them right now if my computer will work so you can hear them back. But there was this group of, I want to say middle school boys, and they all had the nicest shoes and the classic TikTok haircut. And we had a really funny talk break. So I'm looking forward to getting that posted so everyone can hear it. I posted the pictures. You can swipe through. You'll know exactly who they are when you see them. And they're from Scarborough. So shout out to them. I forget all their names, but that was fun. I was like, I'm from Scarborough. I'm three times your age.
Scarborough Middle School.
I'm going to assume they're in middle school, and if they're in high school, I'm so sorry.
If they're in high school, you just completely insulted them.
I know. I'm so sorry. They were a lot of fun, and I love when kids are outgoing. I feel like I was whether you believe me or not, I was really shy in social situations. Mm-hmm. It would be my worst nightmare to do a talk break with a radio personality at a Maine Mariners game, but they were so eager to do it and made my job so much easier.
That's awesome. Especially because I feel like high school kids and even college kids, they had those couple of years where they were locked inside during COVID. And it made some of them, this is my hypothesis, they made some of them a little socially awkward.
No, these kids were great.
That's awesome.
All the kids are great, regardless if they're socially awkward. I was socially awkward, but so that was fun. And then on my cue for classic movies, I watched Red Dawn. I'm in a Patrick Swayze kind of mood lately. Next up, I'll probably watch Dirty Dancing, but I'd never seen Red Dawn before. And I kind of wish I didn't watch it because after I felt like this might happen to America.
I have never seen Red Dawn.
I'm a little scared, and I'm going to become a doomsday prepper.
Wow. Because of Red Dawn.
Yes, I'd never seen it, and I wish I hadn't watched it because some of the stuff was hitting a little too close to home, and I was like, oh, wow. Okay. And then yesterday I had a last-minute impromptu trip to Freeport, brought the dog, and had ourselves a time.
Well, I'm glad you got outside because yesterday was
nice. I know. I usually
don't. The day before was nice. It was a good weekend. I rewatched Roadhouse because I hadn't seen it forever.
Oh my God. Oh my God. It's so ridiculous. Were you cracking up?
Yeah, it's great. I used to blank guys like you in prison.
I was going to ask you. Well, I had already mentioned that to you.
That was great. And then at the end.
If I hadn't told you, did it still catch you off guard? Because we were like, whoa, what?
Yeah. I mean, I remember bits and pieces of it. It's been so long since I'd seen it. But I want to watch the new one. And I'm like, before I go watch the new one, I want to refresh and watch the old one. And then the funniest part of it to me was all these murders happen. And it's the end of the movie. And then
no one gets in trouble.
Nobody gets in trouble. And then they ask one of the bad guys who lives. They're like, did you see anything? And he goes, a polar bear fell on me. And then they all laugh womp, womp.
They're like, oh, well, a bunch of people are dead.
It's basically how the movie ends.
I know. That guy was really bothering me, though.
The big guy?
That hillbilly. Yeah. I was like, oh, my God. They let this one live? He's so annoying.
Yeah.
But he did provide comedic relief.
You would have thought he would have been definitely
first to go
in the kill count, but he was not.
And I also thought that they progressed the love story way too fast. I'm like, wait, she's his doctor and now they're sleeping together? Has a day gone by? How long has it been?
Well, you know, they got to pack a lot into this
movie. It was
the
80s.
Patrick Swayze, he's a stud.
0% body fat.
Yeah, I mean, he's out there doing Tai Chi on the lawn. It's amazing.
Honestly, the craziest movie I've seen in a long time.
A lot of 80s fake boobs, too, in the movie.
Which I love seeing. I love seeing what, some of the first generations of implants looked like. I'm like, wow. That looks a lot different than it does today.
Yeah. I had an impromptu lunch get together with my cousin. He was in town for a wedding in Ogunquit.
Oh, nice.
With his baby mom. she was in the wedding and had like wedding responsibilities. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he was like, hey, I'm just sitting around the hotel in Ogunquit on Saturday. Like, you want to go grab lunch? So he drove up to Portland and we went to Bissell Brothers because I normally don't go down to like Thompson's Point area. I'm like, let me try something different instead of hitting the old port. It's a nice day out. Let's go to Thompson's Point and hit Bissell Brothers, get some food, get some a few draft beers. I'm an idiot because that's where they were announcing the name of the new soccer team. So we pull in and literally the line at Bissell Brothers, like you, where they take the orders all the way in the back, it was all the way out the door and like wrapped around the building. I'm like, oh, we're not going here. I couldn't understand. I was like, I've never seen it this packed. This is insanity. And then later I realized,
oh,
we ended up just going to High Roller and then Gritty's, but it was still fun. And we sat outside at Gritty's and had a drink and it was good.
I forgot to mention this. Last Thursday, I went to Bert Kreischer and I saw on his Instagram stories that he went to High Roller and then the opening acts were wearing High Roller shirts.
Oh, that's awesome.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah, super cool. I had a good time.
I was like, wait a minute.
Bounced around a little bit with him and then he had to go back to be there for the reception.
He had to go back.
He's like, I got
to
go back.
To the wedding. I got to go back to the wedding. Here.
Yeah, exactly. And then Saturday night was a blast at Henry's. It was packed. They were on like a wait for like 2 hours. So it was one in, one out. There was a line around the block. It was crazy. So it was a good time out there. Shouts to everybody that came to Henry's Public House. I'm going to be back there last Saturday of next month. So last Saturday of each month, you can find me out there. Robert in Hartford, Maine. Hartford, Maine, that's a new one for me.
That's a little north of Turner, just above Auburn.
Okay. Okay, so you're listening on 100.3?
Yes.
All right, Hartford, Maine, checking in. What was the highlight of your weekend?
I'd have to say there's two highlights for me this weekend. My son is 13, and he plays for Tripp Middle School. Mm-hmm. And they had their first... They had the first ever lacrosse game, their new program, and he scored the first goal of the first game ever for him.
Ooh.
He's in the history books. They can never take that away from him.
Yeah, and then on Saturday, we went up to Orrington, which is way up north by Bangor, and he did fantastic. He's a disc golf player. He's one of the better ones around. One of the highest rated juniors in the world, and did fantastic again this weekend.
Oh, that's crazy. Look at that.
Yeah.
Lacrosse one day and then disc golf the next day.
Yeah, we're huge fans of the radio station. I just dropped him off at school literally 10 minutes ago and wanted to call in. He's never been to a concert, so I'm really
So would you take him to the 21 Savage concert?
110%. Love it.
All right, well, let's make this happen. We're going to hook you guys up with a pair of tickets.
Oh, my God. Awesome. Thank you so much. He's going to be so pumped. He's going to be so pumped. We got another game this afternoon.
You're very welcome. We'll make sure he doesn't have any games on the 31st of May because you guys are making a trip down to Boston, all right?
Yes. You guys are awesome. We love you guys so much. Thank you.
Hot Radio Maine.
Let me explain something to you one time,
Hot
man.
Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox. 5 things you need to know.
A new report shows a striking increase in weather-related power outages in Maine. As more outages occur because of bad weather, a federal grant may help the grid better contain disruptions. They want to do some things to the grid so that it will, quote, self-heal itself when there's outages, which would be nice. I'm not going crazy because this winter, I said, we're having a lot more outages than I'm used to here.
I know, it's pretty bad.
It was really bad this winter. In Maine, there have been 67 major outages because of weather since 2000. Of those, 29 have come in the past 4 years. So it's just...
That's a lot.
Increased like crazy these last few years here. Julia Gagnon's run on American Idol will continue after the singer advanced into the top 8 on Sunday night. Gagnon, who is from Cumberland, sang Here I Am by Bryan Adams. You can watch Julia sing for America's Votes as he tries to advance to the top 6 tonight, 8 p.m., Channel 8. Let's go.
Let's go.
Number 4, remember, you're getting those votes in. Number 4, you can find out how to vote online, or you can call that number, number 4, for Julia. Let's go. Trying to make it another week. Sunday, Monday, they air. Let's go.
Hopefully, I want her to win.
Hopefully we have good news and she'll be in the top 6 for next week. So what's next week? Top 6 and top 4?
Ooh.
And then they have the finals?
Yeah, I think so. It's been a little while for me. I thought the American Idol, it comes down to 2 people.
Right. So it would probably be 6. So next week would be 4 and then the final.
6, 4, 2.
Yeah. Or do they stretch out those final rounds over a couple weeks?
See, it's been a little while for me, so I'm not sure. So I'm going to have to tune in. But she's already accomplished so much.
Yeah. I mean, it's a win no matter if she wins or if she just makes it into the top six or if she just stays in the top eight, it's still crazy. I've been watching, follow her on Instagram and watching her have a lot of fun out there with all the other contestants.
Aww.
It's going to be tough because it seems like she's made friends with other contestants, you know? And then you're like, well, I want you to lose because I want to win, right?
I don't think that's the way it goes on reality TV shows. I think because they're separated from their family and their life, I think that the people actually get really close and they are happy for them if they win.
Okay.
I always see that on The Bachelor. The girls will become best friends. I'm like, you have the same boyfriend. What? But they are happy. Whoever gets chosen.
Well, this is different than The Bachelor. Like, I would be rooting that, you know, my competitor has a sore throat and botches the next song.
Okay, but that's you as a person.
Yeah, I guess so. Coffee by Design staff have successfully joined a union after voting unanimously and signing the contract. They are now the newest members of Local 327 of the Laborers Union. And Coffee by Design owner says she looks forward to working with the union.
Lovely.
Maine's first professional soccer team officially has a name. The club announced Saturday that the team will be called the Portland Hearts of Pine. The club crest includes the Maine pine tree, deep blue water, and a heart in the spirit of Portland's Valentine Day Bandit. They got to just shorten that to the hearts, right? No one's going to be like, you're going to the Portland Hearts of Pine game today?
Hearts of Pine.
I'm still shortening it to hearts. I'm going to go to the hearts game today.
Oh, I do like that. That is cute.
The club's motto, by the way, is lead with your heart, inspired by the state's motto, Derigo, which I have no idea. Nice. I have no idea what Derigo means. Does that mean lead with your heart?
I have never questioned it.
You looked at me like I was crazy for not knowing it. And then you're like, I don't know what it means either.
I looked at you like I was scared and please don't ask me. I know that the word Derigo is written on the original Maine state flag.
What does Derigo mean?
Oh.
As state mottos go, Derigo is hard to beat. It's meaningful and memorable. Latin for I direct or I lead. Maine's motto appears on a small banner beneath the North Star that shines at the top of the state seal and the state flag. Well, not for long if they change the state flag, but I direct or I lead is what it means. So does that make sense? The club's motto is lead with your heart. Yeah. Inspired by the state's motto. Dare go, lead.
Well, there's a, what would you consider it? A vegetable? Hearts of palm? That's a vegetable, right?
Now you got me. I have no idea what they mean.
Or is that something else?
Hearts of palm?
I swear, it's like an artichoke.
Yeah, it looks like it.
And they've had that name forever since their existence, and they've never, no one's ever changed it. And you got to say all three words every time. Hearts of palm.
So I've never heard of this before.
Are you serious?
This looks disgusting.
Well, okay, but I think that people will have no problem saying the name because everybody says hearts of palm except for you.
No, I'm shortening it. I'm shortening it to hearts,
which I do like.
Then they're gonna be like, "Wait, are you talking about hearts of palm, or are you talking about hearts of pine?" Today is International Dance Day. Celebrate the dancer in your life or watch your favorite dance movie. Who's your favorite dancer in your life?
Obviously, my sister Hope.
And
if I said anyone else, I think she'd kill me.
What's your favorite dance movie?
Ooh, First one I want to say is Step Up 2.
Why Step Up 2?
I don't know. That's the one I had on DVD. That's the one I watched. I never saw Step Up 1.
I'm trying to think.
All I knew was Step Up 2.
I'm going You Got Served.
I don't know what that is.
You Got Served is with, it's with B2K was in there. I want to say Chris Brown was in it. And was it Wade Robinson? I think he might have been in it. It was like the dance crew battle. Steve Harvey. Not ringing a bell?
I don't know.
Come on.
You've never seen Flashdance.
Flashdance? I've seen You Got Served. I don't need to see Flashdance. I was going to say Drumline, but does that count as a dance movie? Because it's more of a band movie.
No, that's a marching band.
Yeah, but they're doing like moves. It's choreographed.
No.
What about Bring It On?
No.
Bring It On? That's not a dance movie?
That's a cheerleading movie.
But they're doing dance moves.
They're doing cheer moves. I would say no.
Wow. So you're very strict.
Is Black Swan a dance movie?
Yeah.
Yes.
Ballerina, right?
I actually have never seen that movie, but you definitely have.
I have not. No.
Really?
Why would I see that? Why would you think that?
Because you're creepy and there's a Mila Kunis and Natalie Portman love scene.
I did not know that.
Your eyes just lit up. I think it's on HBO, so you can go home and watch that tonight and tell Maura I'm sorry.
HBO late night. No, I gotta watch Roadhouse, the new version. That's my next
movie.
Oh,
yeah. I like doing this now to Tucker when he's making me angry.
Like you're gonna rip out his throat? Do they rip out throats in the new remake?
We'll have to watch and see.
Why was she upset that he ripped out that guy's throat? Like that guy was.
She is a doctor.
Yeah, but that guy was trying to kill him.
I know, but she's a doctor and she didn't want the violence. And her whole career is to mend people and help them heal. And she was upset.
Yeah, but first time she goes to the Double Deuce, she shows up and he's kicking guys' asses outside, and then she's impressed by it. So she likes a little bit of violence.
Okay, but that's so crazy because I had this same... I had to keep pausing the movie because it's so crazy of a movie. And I paused the movie and I said, I'm sorry, but if I was seeing a guy, newly seeing a guy, and I witnessed him rip someone's throat out, I'm never talking to him again. Are you kidding me? Like, how did they come back from that?
He was just protecting himself.
Much.
The guy was.
It's a little much to rip someone's throat out. Maybe if he just gave him a couple of punches and kicked him to the ground, knocked the wind out of him, gave him a black eye, bruised him up, maybe broke some ribs. But to rip his throat out,
well,
I'm sorry,
what?
I'd never talk to him again.
She's not ride or die, first of all. And she almost got him killed because of that, because then he started to get in his feelings. And then the big boss, he was going to rip the big boss's throat out. And she was there. And he said, no, I can't do this because my girl got mad at it. And then the boss grabs the gun and then goes to shoot him, and then everybody else lights him up, and then she's okay with that.
Yeah, she's fine with that.
She's fine with like eight guys shooting him with shotguns, but he can't rip the throat out.
She says, my man cannot kill again, but all these men, shoot him up. And that was her ex, correct? They insinuated that the rich man was her ex, right?
No, the rich man wanted to date her or had like a thing for her, and she was not, I think, into it.
Oh.
So he was crushing on her.
I thought they had a history because when the first time she went over to his treehouse, she looked out the window and was staring at the house. And I'm like, is she his ex-wife?
No, they made a comment about that he's like infatuated with her. And so watch out, like you shouldn't be messing with her.
I wish that we did commentary. Like, I wish we sat down and watched the movie together and we paused it and we talked about it in real time, because I could talk about Roadhouse, the original, for days.
Also, I thought it was amazing that, like, there's a lot of boobs in the movie, right?
Yeah.
And they're like...
What was up with that dance at the bar? Girl, she just got up and she started sexy dancing on the stage. I said, what is happening?
It's Roadhouse. It's the Double Deuce. My thing is, they're all like 80s, like new technology is like breast implants, I feel like, at that point. I don't know how long.
They look like they just had straight up rocks.
Yes.
Implanted under their skin.
And I was sitting there and I understood all of that. It's like the trashy bar and it's going down and they've got the strippers on stage. And what I thought was interesting is like there's a love scene with him and the doctor, and the doctor's got him too, and they show hers off. Like, she's even got
not the doctor.
The doctor's got him too. Wow.
That scene too, by the way, was so unrealistic. He like her back, her bare back.
I was thinking about that too.
Was on the rock stone fireplace. Get out of here.
I was like, that's going to hurt her back.
Shred up her spine. Oh, sorry. Man. That movie was so unrealistic, but I love it.
Well, can't wait to watch the remake. I know it's not going to live up to the original because the original is such a classic. But that is Five Things You Need to Know. Man, how about the law offices of Joe Bornstein? Accidents happen to be their specialty. 207 Call Joe or online at joebornstein.com.
Hot Radio Man.
Oh, Lord.
Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox. Dirty on the 30.
It seems like Justin Bieber went through his camera roll and shared a bunch of different posts with tons of pictures. One of the posts showed himself crying on Instagram. A pretty crier, he captioned his photo dump. I hope he's okay.
Well, girls do this all the time.
But this looked like a sad cry.
Yeah, but still, girls do this all the time, I feel.
What do you mean girls do this all the time?
Like on their, it's not called a burner account.
This was his real account on the feed.
And sometimes on their feed post, it'll be like April. And it'll be a bunch of photos from April. And then one is them sobbing, crying with snot bubbles. You've never seen that?
No.
I don't think it's that crazy.
Seems pretty crazy.
But I hope he's okay, because I love him.
Hailey Bieber hopped on her own IG to reply to Justin's post calling him a pretty crier, so she doesn't seem too concerned with the images. There was also like a weird screenshot that was floating around. People said it was an Instagram post on the story that got deleted from Bieber, and it expressed his frustration about his career's alleged decline. He specifically blamed WizKid for the decline, stating that he regrets joining the remix of WizKid's song Essence, which featured Tems.
Fake news. I looked it up this morning and someone debunked it.
Was that a fake screenshot?
Allegedly.
Well, I think that, I mean, there were some fans that were like, that song was a hit without him. We don't need Justin Bieber popping on all of these songs. So maybe it was just a bitter fan of the original. That would be my guess that posted that.
Yeah, I don't think that happened.
Karrueche Tran doesn't want to be caught up in the Chris Brown Quavo beef with the two artists doing diss tracks based on her. Tran was asked what she felt about the songs.
I don't feel. It is what it is. I'm living my life.
Have you heard
working,
any?
Paying my bills. taking time for myself, and that's all that matters. Whatever else is going on, I ain't got nothing to do with it.
Have you heard the music yet?
I want a happy and peaceful life. That's all I want.
All right.
The heck are they?
Probably at the airport, like TMZ catches everybody at the airport, would be my guess.
Sounds like they're in a Starbucks.
Could have
blasting Adele.
She said she did hear the songs, but had no comment on them. I still think that out of all the diss songs, Chris Brown, Weakest Link, was the most direct.
Yeah.
You don't have to think like, oh, what is that? Like, you don't have
Who is he talking about?
Let me decipher this line. He said, no, why did they take takeoff? People wish you were dead instead.
Is so messed up to say.
Yeah, it's definitely messed
up
to say.
Did you see the also fake news spreading around about Chris Brown allegedly buying all of Quavo's concert tickets? So
I did see
it looked
that.
Like he had an empty show.
Yeah.
At first I saw it and I was like, what? But then I did my research and it was a school spring fling, and that was right when like doors opened or something, so not many people were there yet. And then also there was drama with the school because the concert has historically been free, and this year they started charging people, so half the students said, no, I'm not paying for that, and they didn't
go. Interesting. There's always another side.
Whoever took that picture,
there's a couple videos I've seen,
is the biggest hater.
Yeah, well, they did that to Nelly too. It was a spring fling concert. And it was just students there.
Trying to do something for the kids.
And then the kids.
This is how they repay him.
Yeah. They're just looking for a clout on the internet. Well, 50 Cent actually did do that to Ja Rule concert, if you remember.
I remember hearing about that.
He went and he bought out all the like front row tickets so nobody was... This is no surprise, but the number is massive. As expected, Taylor Swift's The Tortured Poets Department debuted at number one on the Billboard 200 albums chart. Tortured Poets Department debuted with his... historic numbers, 2.61 million equivalent album units. And of that 2.61, 1.914 million came from purchases of digital download albums, CDs, vinyls, and cassettes. It's one thing to have your song stream and be at the top of streaming, which all of her songs are. It's another thing to get your fan base to actually go out and buy copies of the album.
I know.
And the T-Swift fan base was doing that. They want the vinyls, they want the cassettes. And knowing her, there's like eight different versions of it. So they're buying eight different versions. And that's why she's got such a high number. It's crazy though.
It is pretty crazy. But before Apple Music was really a thing, and I never used Spotify, so I didn't think of it as an option, I would always buy my favorite artists' albums off of iTunes.
Interesting.
Like, so I would have favorites. So Nicki Minaj dropped The Pink Print. I'm buying it. I'm not going to stream it. I bought it. Like Drake dropped like all the Drake albums I purchased.
I gotta be honest, I just illegally downloaded everything.
Okay, well, maybe I did that when I was 13, but I'm saying when I was in my older years, I wouldn't necessarily go out to the store and buy a CD or a vinyl, but I would buy it through iTunes.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Really?
If I was going to buy, I would want like the hard copy because you could rip the CD into your iTunes. So I would go get the CD. Or if I wanted to be like a collector, I'd have the vinyl.
Couldn't I just make a CD from my iTunes?
Yeah, but you wouldn't have like the artwork and all of the stuff that came with it.
I know how to do that. I'll show you. If it didn't have the artwork, I hated the way it looked. So I would literally find the artwork and add it.
For me, it's like, if I'm going to buy this thing, I want something tangible that I can hold. I don't know. I still kind of feel that way. If I'm going to buy something, I want it to be tangible.
Interesting.
Although I have kind of switched up my thoughts on like the movies. I will buy some movies just because it's so easy. Like you're in your home and you're like, I want to watch this, and it's not on any streaming services. So I'm like, all right, I'll buy it.
That's pretty old school.
I buy it and then watch it on the stream. I don't know how old school that is.
Oh, I thought you meant you bought the DVD.
No, I'm saying that's the one time where I don't care.
Oh, okay,
it's an exception to it all. Anyways, in more Taylor Swift news, her and Travis Kelce attended a fancy gala held by Patrick Mahomes' charity, and video footage shows the couple holding hands as they make their way to their table. Taylor sweetened the night by donating Era Tour tickets last minute. Travis Kelce hopped on stage to make the announcement, referring to Taylor as his significant other.
Cute.
Last-minute surprise tickets were auctioned for $80,000, and then Patrick Mahomes began signing footballs for $10,000 each.
$80,000?
So, Foundation made some money here. Foundation supports initiatives focused on the health and wellness of children and communities in need of resources. Kanye West is facing another lawsuit. On Friday, Benjamin Deshaun Provo, a former employee of Yeezy and Donda Academy, sued West for discrimination. Provo said he suffered severe discrimination, harassment, and retaliation by Kanye West while serving as a security guard at Ye's school. According to the suit, Provo claimed Kanye frequently screamed at and berated black employees, while in contrast, he never so much as raised his tone of voice toward white staff.
What?
Provo alleged that West threatened to fire him if he didn't cut his dreadlocks. The suit added, during plaintiff's employment, Kanye openly expressed his displeasure with black authors, specifically in or around mid-2023. Kanye required that anyone associated with Donda dispose of books related to Martin Luther King Jr., Malcolm X, and other prominent figures in the black community.
Oh my God.
Provo wants a jury trial and is looking for at least $35,000 in damages, which doesn't seem like a lot of money in damages when you're talking about suing Kanye West, but all of the information—
It seems all the more real.
Yeah, all the information that came out in the lawsuit is pretty wild. We do know that Kanye has never read a book in his life, right?
Is that real? He never reads to his kids?
He said he's never read a book in his life. Which was always my stand on the school. Are you really going to send your kids to a school that's owned by a guy who said he's never even read a book? Feels like a pass. Drake fired another potential shot in his beef with Kendrick Lamar over the weekend. Drake posted a photo of him wearing a Compton Community College t-shirt. Many people thought Drake was subtly referencing Kendrick's hometown. At first, people were saying that Kendrick's wife went to that community college, but that actually turned out to not be true. So maybe Drake thought that too, and that's why he was wearing the shirt. But it did appear to be a move to troll Kendrick Lamar. Drake recently removed that AI Kendrick diss, by the way, tailor-made freestyle. Tupac Shakur's family had threatened Drake with legal action if he didn't pull the song featuring the recreated voices of Pac and Snoop. Meanwhile, video footage from Metro Boomin performances have been going viral. What are you going to do when you're Metro Boomin and some of your biggest hits are with Drake and you're, you know, doing
a
DJ set? Well, this is what he's doing. He's playing his collabs with Drake.
Wow, that's so fake.
And then immediately after playing the collabs, he goes into the Like That verse from Kendrick Lamar dissing Drake.
I don't know how to feel about that. I think that's so two-faced.
He's like, well, these
take
are
the side. He produced the one that started half of this.
He produced the beats. You know, that's half his song. I mean, it is interesting hearing him go from the Drake collabs and boom, hitting you with the Like That verse. And another clip circulating on social media, an attendee to one of the shows shouts out, "Metro, shut your blank ass up and play some drums," which is the line from Drake's diss to him. And in response, you hear Metro on stage go, "I heard that." And then the guy who said it was being filmed starts celebrating.
Because he's happy he got noticed.
He got some recognition from Metro for it was like a part in the concert when he was, you know, talking and it wasn't playing music. So the guy yells out, "Shut your blank ass up and play some drums," which was fitting. And it was dead quiet, so everybody heard it.
Oh my God. Heckler.
I get a feeling at this point we're never going to get a response from Kendrick. I feel like he just dropped that and then he just went back to being Kendrick Lamar doing the same thing. He's kind of elusive.
I know.
Maybe he's working on another album, but I wouldn't be surprised if we just don't get another response from him at this point, despite all the trolling that Drake has been doing to try to provoke it.
He said what he wanted to say and now he's gone.
That is your Dirty on a 30 Minute How to Mean by Side by Each Brewing. Beer, coffee, and food for sustenance morning, noon, and night. Got chicken and waffles for brunch this weekend at Side by Each, Minot Ave in Auburn.
Wake up. We vibe right here. Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
We're getting ready to play Brains for Bank. And as we gear up for the prize pot, which is $200, we want to know what, Tara?
What habits of the opposite sex did you only find out when you started dating them? Does that make sense? We just did this really quickly. I don't even have an answer. So you go first. Do you want me to give the example that I saw so we can start this thing?
Or you could just say like when you started living with somebody, right? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I think I always heard stories that it took the girlies a long time to get ready. But now seeing the process happen in my own house, I'm like, damn. There's never, like living with guys, I can make a plan in 15 minutes and we can execute. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can say, hey, let's go to the brewery and grab a few drinks. Or, hey, let's go grab lunch real quick. And we're out the door in less than 10 minutes. That never happens now in my household. So I have learned that I need to prep at least an hour in advance, which it's probably I don't know, it just stinks. I think, because I like I like being spontaneous and be like, oh, let's go grab this right now. And then it's like, well, you know, you need like an hour to get ready. Like, oh.
Yeah, we were having that issue yesterday with our spontaneous trip to Freeport. And Tucker's like, okay, you're really putting me in a tough spot right now, because he's asking what time he should make our reservations for. And you haven't even showered yet. So is this going to be like a long getting ready, or is this going to be a 10 minute getting ready? Because I can never tell. And I said, I'll be ready when I'm ready.
Oh my God. Those are the words I hate the most. And she says that to me all the time. I'll be ready when I'm ready. And I go, what does that mean?
It means that we don't know. It could be, it could be a day that like makeup and hair is flawless and you barely have to do anything and you're out the door in 10 minutes. Or it could be your mascara is all clumping together and you're ripping your eyelashes out, doing it over and over and
over. I'm ready when I'm ready. I thought that was just her, but now you're saying it.
No, it's totally. So that's a good answer.
I'm ready when I'm ready is what I've learned. That's my answer. I'm ready when I'm ready. Just those words right there drives me absolutely crazy. Because you're right. I feel for Tucker. Well, I want to make a reservation. I want to do this. And then I'll even say, hey, we got to meet at the restaurant at this time. And I say, are you going to be ready? I'll try.
I know. He was like, is 1 okay? Is 1 o'clock enough time for you? And I go, I don't know. He's like, well, we can't be living in this I don't know universe.
Hate
I'm like,
it.
Well, we just decided we were going 2 minutes ago. So
it's the worst. It's the absolute worst. The fact that you guys show up anywhere is a miracle. Derek in Lewiston, the question is,
what habits of the opposite sex did you only find out about once you started living with them?
Shopping, dude.
Are we talking about the everyday Target trips, spending money for no reason?
No, I'm talking about like going to like thrift shopping, man.
Oh, okay.
Women got to go down every single aisle and go through everything. Shirts, skirts, pants, everything, dude.
Unfortunately, we have to touch every single hanger.
Cool. Yeah, exactly.
Cool.
I don't know why.
I thought for sure it was going to be like a weekend thing, but no, it's like all day, dude.
It's all day. I know.
It's all the day. Worst is, you said thrift shopping, but this is basically the same thing. The worst is going with them to Marshall's. I'm just like, I'm not going. You go on that trip on your own.
I tried to get out of it. Couldn't do it.
No, sometimes you got to be a good sport and tag along for the company. Laz in Portland, the question is,
what habits of the opposite sex did you only realize once you started living with them?
Oh, man. Having a dirty car. My woman is amazing, but her car is fast. I call it dumpster on wheels.
Dumpster on wheels?
Every day I get into this car, at least I got to remove a full bag of trash every time I get in, especially if I want to drive it.
That's the same thing with me. I get into my girl's car and there's like a Dunkin' Donuts cup. There's bags of clothes that she's waiting to drop off somewhere. And they just like accumulate. I'm like, this is like a storage locker inside your car. Like, I like to keep mine as clean as possible. So it freaks me out sometimes when I get in there.
Exactly. I'm talking about a bowl of oatmeal. I'm talking about, she'll bring a whole full course meal because she can cook really well. But then she'll be in the car and leave the dishes in the car for weeks on end. I'll find plates, spoons, everything. We're missing dishes in the house because they're
in her car. I have a question for you. Is she the kind of crazy person that will bring coffee in a mug, not a travel mug, but an indoor house mug in the car and sip from that while she's driving?
No, she'll go to Starbucks.
Okay. So there is a lid. Because I know people, usually when people have trash cars, they also drive with a coffee cup with no lid. And I'm like, you're insane.
That would be a nightmare.
I know.
I'm going to have to clean this detail this guy.
I'm sure she's got a few Starbucks bags or cups that are lying around in the car, though, if she goes there.
Oh, Starbucks breakfast sandwiches are everywhere.
Tara, I forgot that we never got your answer.
Finally, I get to tell mine.
Yeah. What's your answer? So the question is,
what habits of the opposite sex did you only realize once you started living with them?
And your answer is?
They will eat anything, even if it doesn't taste good, even if it's stale, even if it's a few days expired. And while they're eating it, they'll say like, oh, this tastes like blank, but they'll still eat it. And I just don't understand that.
I will eat things that
don't eat it.
I know don't taste good.
I know.
But I do have some standards, and I am an expiration date snob. I won't eat anything past the expiration date. I don't know why. It freaks me out. I definitely did it all the time when I was a kid, because we would go to like the Hostess store and get the bread or whatever that was like.
Oh yeah, I love that store.
One,
the bread store.
One day expired. But now as an adult, expiration dates, that's my cutoff for me.
Yeah, he'll be like, why aren't you eating the Oreos? I'm like, because they're stale. He's like, these are great. What are you talking about?
Maura will get so mad at me because I'll be eating something that she bought and be like, these don't taste good. I don't like it. And she goes, well, I do. So why are you eating them?
It's weird because like I'll have a bite of something and I'll be like, ugh, I don't like this. And I will not eat it. But I feel like guys will be like, oh, this tastes disgusting. And they're like, yum, I'll yum, finish yum. It.
207-807-1104. We got to play Brains for Banks. So we're going to take caller number 10 right now. And you got a shot at $200 in the prize pot. 207-807-1104 is the phone number. Caller number 10. We're looking for you right now. Kayla in Chesterville. The question before we get to Brains for Bank is,
what habits of the opposite sex did you only realize once you started living with them?
I mean, I kind of like knew about it before, but didn't actually experience it. But like how irritating it is. But the whole freaking toilet seat being left up. It's just gross. It's a small thing, but I don't want to have to touch that, like just pee. So
yeah, women have been complaining about that for years. And then once you moved in with a guy, you realized, oh yeah, this is why.
This is real.
Like, why is it so, like, why don't you guys just put it down? Like, I don't get it.
I think if you want to have a 50-50 relationship, right? I put it up, you put it down, that's 50-50.
So,
I mean,
at home, it doesn't really bother me because it takes like 1 second to put it down. But here at work, there's only three boys here. And when that toilet seat gets left up here at work, I get so mad about it. I'm like, seriously? That is so disrespectful. And then I have to touch the work toilet seat. It really bothers me. But at home, I'm like, oh, it doesn't bother me. I like this guy. It doesn't bother me.
I gotta be honest. I don't think I ever leave it up here at the station.
It's shocking. When I walk into the bathroom and the toilet seat's up, I'm like, the only excuse for this is that it was recently cleaned.
I can tell you who I think it is.
Don't.
All right. Kayla, you trying to play Brains for Bank?
I'd love to.
All right. You're our caller number 10. You ready to give it a shot?
Awesome. Sure.
You know how this works?
You ask me the question and I try to answer it?
Yes, as simple as that. Exactly. So I'm going to ask you one question. You'll have 5 seconds to answer. If you answer correctly within the 5 seconds, we got $200 in the prize pot for you. If you answer incorrectly or after the buzzer goes off, then the money rolls over and it's going to be worth even more next time. Are you ready for your question?
Yes.
Who raps the lyrics, "My left stroke just went viral"? What did you say? I didn't hear anything.
Oh, you didn't? I have you on speaker. I don't know. My phone sucks. I said 21 Savage, but that was just a guess. I don't really know.
Was 21 Savage correct?
No, wrong!
No. Incorrect. The answer we were looking for, Kayla, was Kendrick Lamar from Humble. My left stroke just went viral.
Yeah, I mean, I listen to the songs on the radio, but I'm still more of, I'm like a 90s, 2000 hip-hop girl at heart, so I'm still like Wu-Tang, Tupac, Biggie, all that.
All right, well, you never know, so keep playing. You might get a question right up your alley next time, so next chance to play is at 5 p.m. this afternoon, all right?
Thanks, guys.
Now it's going to be worth $300 at 5 p.m. What are you laughing at?
You probably don't want it on air, but I was just going to ask you out of curiosity why you were just hitting tab 20,000 times, because we're in a shared document and I can see your cursor going tab, 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 tab.
I must have just been leaning on it. Or was I actually?
No, I was watching you click it. I think it was just like a
nervous tick.
Yeah, I don't know.
Strange.
But now we actually have $300 in the prize pot. This morning, Bial tried to trick us, but now there really is $300 up for grabs.
And Brains for Bank is made hot in Maine by People's Choice Credit Union. Use your brains, do your banking with People's Choice. You'll get personal local support and get on track for a better financial future. People'sChoiceCreditUnion.com, federally insured by NCUA. And as Tara mentioned, $300 this afternoon with Bial, 5 p.m.
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
American Airlines has mistaken a 101-year-old woman for a baby. Classic.
Literally how?
Her name is Patricia. She's been taking recent flights. The American Airlines computer system can't calculate back to 1922, so it defaults to 2022.
What? And that seems ridiculous.
On multiple occasions, the airline was expecting a one-year-old, and instead, this 101-year-old lady shows up.
Okay, that is so absurd, though, because she can't be the only 100-plus-year-old person that's ever been on an airplane.
Patricia is asking the airlines to please fix the glitch because they're not prepared for when she shows up. They don't have wheelchair assistance. Her daughter who takes her has to carry all of her stuff, and she's just this 101-year-old lady. Look at, she's adorable, too, in an airplane. She's looking pretty lively.
Oh, she's cute. I didn't realize that once you hit a certain age that they get the wheelchair ready for you. I thought you had to request it every time you fly.
Well, I think if you're an elderly, I think if you're 101 years old, they
just assume.
Oh, we got to get the wheelchair ready. So, but not if you're a baby.
Because you can't just put a baby on a plane. So they would assume that there's someone with you.
Can't also just put a 101-year-old on a plane. There's obviously going to be some assistance that needs to happen there.
You'd be surprised.
207-807-1104. Call number 10 right now. We'll hook you up with some Jordan Klepper tickets. 207-807-1104. Call number 10. Hit us up right now. Go to a free comedy show at the State Theater this Friday night. It's going to be a good one. Who's this?
This is Zachary.
Zachary, where are you from?
I'm from Vermont.
How are you listening to us? Are you in Maine right now?
Yeah.
All right, where are you at? Are you vacationing here?
No, I live right here in Scarborough.
Oh, so you're from Vermont, but you've moved to Scarborough.
Yeah.
All right, are you trying to go see Jordan Klepper at the State Theater on Friday?
Yeah, I am.
All right, excited. I love it. We're going to make it happen. You got a pair of tickets. You're going. Congrats.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're a really big fan?
I am.
Well, that is just lovely.
Who's going to be your plus one? Who are you bringing with you?
My girlfriend.
All right, there it is. Date night at the State Theater on us. Congrats.
Thank you so much.